pede ao samba a proteção divina. Diz que tudo é samba, samba é tudo que Donga abençoou. Diz que tudo é samba, samba é tudo que Deus abençoou. O valor dá-se a quem tem. Ismael foi nosso professor. Não diz que tem valor. O bom samba é o que traz na cadência a doce pulsação da vila pra fazer um samba a mais. É preciso mais que pretensão.
Hello.
Hello, hello, KDVS listeners. Welcome back to a special episode of Coast to Coast, hosted by
Naima Money and
Spiral Scratch. So this episode is just called Davis Run Club.
Davis Run Club. A club that many people should be joining if they want to. Just kidding.
Of course.
It's very exclusive. Very exclusive. Very location changes every single day.
Yeah.
Very hard to get into.
No stable meeting time,
literally. Yeah. The time we meet.
A little too early for most people.
Yeah, too early for most people. Even for myself sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
I try to wake up.
Yeah.
I try my best. But it definitely is, because I actually have like a few friends that run. And then I've like always asked them to run with me, but they want to run like late in the day. And I'm like, not late in the day, like 10 a.m. But I'm like, I have class at that time every day. Plus, like, I can't run at 10 a.m.
Plus, by the time it's like 10 a.m., it's like starting to get hot.
It does start to get hot. And also, I've been having like breakfast more often. And I feel like, I don't know, I can't really like eat a meal before I run.
Yeah.
So I'd rather like...
I have to go
a few hours without eating.
Yeah, usually I do a quick snack, like some crackers and water right before a run, and then eat my breakfast.
I hear that having salt before a run is really good.
Salt?
Well, I don't know how good it is. I don't know. I actually have no idea. Like, this might be a myth, but my brother, he used to be on the track and field team.
Yeah.
And he was actually a pretty good runner. And literally he didn't even have to try. He was just like naturally like really, really good at running. Like, I remember, I think he had like the body of the runner, but that's kind of tangential.
What's the archetypical body of a runner?
Very like, kind of like more narrow hips, low key, like hips shouldn't be too wide. And like your legs when you run are like very straight. Like, you kind of just like, they move like in like a parallel line. I guess, like, if you were to like analyze it versus like a slower runner would probably be more like to the side. Like for me, the way I run, like, I don't really run in a straight line, and I don't think I have a runner's physique. Like, I run kind of more like side to side. But that's just like the way that my legs are placed, I guess, because actually I used to always do there's this running store by my house. I don't know if you've ever, like, because your running shoes, like, how did you get them? Are they just like your exercise shoes and you decided to run in them, or are they like my, running shoes?
I think they're like my dad's old, like, exercise shoes.
You know, like, they seem like they must work pretty well though. Like, I guess they're good for you, but like for me, my feet, okay, this is another thing too, my feet are really flat, and that's another reason why it's really hard for me to run. Like, I have to like wear Hokas. I only wear Hokas because I have crazy thick soles, and oh yeah, that's like what Hokas look like. I literally only wear Hokas. I wear the Arahi 5s, but just dropping my it's like A-R-A-H-I. Yeah, that's what I'd be wearing. But well, I used to have the blue color, and then that they have right there, like the lighter blue, almost green color. But what happened is that they got really old. Like, I basically like ran them through. But what was I trying to say
about the runner's body?
Oh, about the runner's body. Like, yeah, definitely. Like, it's just straight up, like, you're gonna have like a better, you're gonna be better at running if you have more of like a runner's physique, if you are gaming for speed at least.
Yeah,
because you know, there's like only like so far you could go. Yeah, it's good to be more boxy. Like, if you're more like I don't know, like, I'd say definitely if you have like wider hips, it's harder to run. It's not easy. And if you have like flatter feet, it's also hard. And if you like the way, even the way like my legs are bent, like, I don't know if I've ever like pointed this out, but like, do you see like they're like this, they go,
yeah,
like my legs aren't shaped like a normal way. I'm like, I don't know, they're not like shaped that weird actually. But I actually realized, I think it's a Peruvian thing, because I realized like a lot of my Peruvian family, they have like the same legs.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Yeah, definitely, like, that's another thing, like, your knees should be pretty straight, because knees are something you rely on. But anyone can run. In my opinion, running is for everybody. I don't think that your body type matters when it comes to running. I honestly, like, when it comes to competitive, like, being really, really fast, like, yeah, like, kind of sad, but it does make a difference. But that's honestly, like, every athletic activity, like, genetics do play a really big role.
Yeah.
Hard work is important, too, though. Because if you train really hard, you can get a lot better. Also, low-key, even me just, like, being a girl, like, it makes it hard, too. Yeah. Like, I'd say, like, a lot of girls that I've known and I've, like, ran with are actually, like, a similar speed to me. But guys can just, like, go so fast so easily, and I, like, don't understand it. I do understand it. I guess it's, like, the testosterone, a few other things. But, yeah, like, my brother, he ran the LA half marathon, and he didn't train for it.
Oh,
and he had the fastest time on our entire team. Like, he did like 7 minute average pace straight for 13 miles, and he did not train for it. He just like literally pulled up, and he wasn't injured the next day either. He was fine.
That's actually pretty insane.
It is insane. He was on the track and field team though, so he was running, but he wasn't running long distance. He was just sprinting. And I remember, like, they always wanted to recruit him for cross country because he was a really good runner. And they were like, oh, maybe he has potential. But he, like, refused to do it. He was like, oh, I want to play basketball, or I want to play, like, volleyball. But
do you think he would have made a better runner than basketball player?
He was really fast. Like, I remember, like, at my middle school, like, he broke the record for, like, fastest mile. Like, he was always really, really fast. Now, he honestly doesn't run as much as he used to. He, like, really focused in on volleyball, and it's not really, like, a running sport, so yeah. I would say, like, no, but he definitely had, like, a lot of potential. He could probably, like, still get back into it, because he... I know I'm, like, literally talking so much right now, but I'm, like, going on so many random tangents, but I was, like, saying, like, the reason why I brought up the Hokas is because there's this, like, running shoe store that I would always go to in Whittier. Like, I actually went, like, over this last summer. It's called, like, it's in Brea, actually, Brea, California. It's called Snail's Piece, And what they do is that, like, if you want to get a pair of running shoes, they do a running analysis first. So usually, like, unless you already know what you want, you can't just, like, walk in there. Like, they'll have, like, a trainer, like, do an analysis of the way that you run. So, like, what they did for me is that they had me, like, I think I had to take off my shoes. Like, they have you, like, take off your shoes or something. And then they have you run on a treadmill, actually. And they have a camera set up. So after you run, then there's, like, this technology that they have that analyzes, like, the angle that your legs are coming down and that your feet are landing. And it kind of shows you, like, oh, it's, like, it makes this angle. And, like, for mine, like, the angle was, like, this. Like, it went like that.
Yeah.
And, like, for my brother, it went straight down.
Wait, that's and actually...
Yeah.
I actually should visit that store when I...
Honestly, yeah, it would be. It would probably be pretty insightful. Like, I've seen the way you run. I think you have, like, pretty straight, like, in my opinion. You seem like you run in, like, a straight line, like, if you want
I mean,
to.
I noticed that when I run, sometimes I, like, I don't know, I can't keep it straight, and I'll accidentally, like, kick my other leg when I run.
Well, okay, it might not be, like, perfectly straight, but it's definitely more straight than me. Because I would say, like, you don't look like you run, like, to the side. There's some people that when they run, like, have you seen, like, their feet kind of go out? Like, do you know what I'm talking
look
about?
At their feet when they run.
I look at people's feet sometimes because I think maybe it's just, like, a personal thing because, like, my feet are, like, so flat that, like, I kind of think, like, about the way I run and, like, how to not get injured.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, form is, like, really serious. Like, if you're not careful,
that's
like, the way that you're putting your feet down.
About running. People
yeah.
think that running is all, like, endurance and speed, but their form does play a part of
it. It really does. If you're not careful, you can get an injury that can put you out for so long that it really negatively impacts your progress.
If I'm being honest,
which is really
I still
sad.
Don't know proper running form. Could you enlighten me on...
Honestly?
It?
I don't even... Like, when you ask me, like, proper running form, I'd say, like... Probably, like, put more weight in the front of your foot than, like, the back or the middle. Because it especially depends on, like, what type of, like, foot type that you have. But at least I would, like, that's something I'd recommend. You can do, like, whatever you want, but... like, if you like, but... Oh, keep hands at your waist. I agree with that. Relax your hands. I feel like a lot of it's kind of intuitive. Like, a lot of these tips.
Your arms should be bent at a 90-degree angle. Some beginners way up their chest, especially. Oh.
I actually do that, like, when I run. I usually have, like, my hands kind of by me. But I don't have them, like, in a fist. Well, I have them like this, I'd say.
Yeah.
So they're kind of, like, a relaxed, not a fist, but they're kind of, like, my hands are, like, curled in a little bit. Like, my thumbs are usually out a little bit. Like, I run like this. But it's good to have, like, not bend your back over too much. Like, one thing that happened to me when I was running, and I know my form wasn't always that good because people even asked me. I would, like, get offended, but you know what? Maybe they were onto something. Maybe they caused me to correct my actions. But people used to ask me, like, oh, are you injured when I would run? Because I would run, like, really funny. Yeah. Like, I think I did look injured. And, like, a lot of it has to do with, like, the way that you have your back, too. Like, I think it's good to kind of, like, keep your, like, chest forward a little bit. Like, you know, your shoulders back. Because when I started, like, when I started running a lot, I started running a lot more in high school. Like, my freshman year of high school is when I ran my first half marathon, if I'm correct. And I remember it was, like, my dad just wanted to run it with me. It was, like, a fundraising type of thing for this organization called Team World Vision that was in collaboration with, like, a church that I was going to more at that time. And they were like, oh, we're fundraising for clean water in countries that don't have access to it. And that's basically how we got into it. So me and my dad ran it together, and I think my whole family might have ran it that year. Like, I think it might have been the year that my brother ran it even. But here's the thing is, like, at this time, my brother was in middle school, actually. He wasn't even on track and field, so he ran, like, 7-minute mile time, and he was in middle school, bro. He was really fast. But,
recently was I able to get that time?
It's yeah.
crazy that my brother could get in middle school.
No, I mean, that's pretty impressive, but, like, honestly, like, my brother, he'd be running, like, we used to be in this little team called, like, Students Run Whittier. We wouldn't run more than 5Ks, though. Like, that was the most I had ever ran until, like, I got older. But it's not like he didn't have any experience. So, like, he still was running at least, like, 3 miles pretty consistently. But bro, some people just have like a tendency towards certain things. Because I remember, I like didn't expect to talk so much about my brother, but I remember like we're two grades apart in school. Like he's younger than me, so I remember in my junior year, and this was his freshman year, I went to go see him try out for track because he like asked me to come, and I was like, okay, I'll come. And I was like, maybe I'll like get some videos for my mom because I think my mom would like want to see something like that. So I came to his tryout, and it's just like me in the stands, and we're like on the track, and I see him start like a race. Like the coach is like, can you guys just like run around the field like as fast as you can? And my brother, he had never like sprinted before, really. I don't think that's something he practiced, but he just like did it, I think off a whim. Like I don't even think he wanted to do track and field. He like tried out because he wanted to do basketball and he didn't make the team, so he was like, I'll just try track. So he wasn't like training for it, and he ran around, and he wasn't even like in first place or anything. Like he was probably like second to last out of like five people. Mm-hmm. But the coach like only chose him to be on the team because of the way his running form was. Like he said, like he looked at like the way his hips were, and he was like, he has the body of like a good runner.
Damn, he was eyeing up that potential.
He was, and now he plays volleyball. He's still active. Yeah. So he runs. Honestly, like I went on a run with him. Actually, like it kind of like inspired me to get back into running. Yeah. When and it was right before we started running too, like the weekend before, basically. But I was in Big Bear with my family, and my brother was like, hey, like, do you want to go on a run? Like, I was just thinking about, like, going on a run because I haven't gone in so long. And I was like, okay, sure. And it was, like, ended up being, like, a 3-mile run, but I hadn't ran in a while for, honestly, I can't even use, like, health-related reasons as an excuse anymore because it had been so long, but
isn't Big Bear, like, really hilly, too?
It is really hilly. Yeah. And, like, also just, like, being there, like, the altitude, like, oh, also makes it worse. I'm not sure, like low-key, I'd probably have to look it up, but it's like it's pretty high. Like it reminded me of when I went to like this summer I went to Peru and I visited Cusco, and that and like literally like that capital is so high up that I'd be like doing like treks that would be like kind of normal where I'm from. Like it was like probably as hilly as like the LA area, honestly. Like not that steep, but every step I would take would feel so heavy because like when you're that high you just feel so much heavier, and it's like so hard, so much harder to run. Like you feel it on your knees more. And that's actually why, like, have you ever heard that like track teams from Big Bear area, when they come down, or maybe people just say Big Bear like because they're from the LA area, like, you know, they compete with each other, but people from the Big Bear area, when they come down to the LA area and they compete for meets, they're usually like some of the fastest people because like now that they're at a lower altitude, they're it's easier for them to run.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
because they're so used to like the harsh conditions.
Exactly, like their bodies get accustomed to it. It's really interesting.
And ooh, new idea, start running up in the mountains and hills.
Dude, if you did that, you'd get like literally so good so fast. Like you'd have so much more endurance, because also like breathing, because I swear it's like harder to breathe up there too. Maybe I'm just making that up and I was really out of shape, but
when you're so like high up in the mountains, you get like, I don't know, you get less oxygen in your blood cells.
That's what, okay, that's like honestly like nice to hear, because as I was on that run, I was like, dang, I'm out of shape. So it was really hilly, like every hill we went up was really, really like uphill, like would hurt my knees and stuff. But also, I was struggling so hard to breathe, especially on the last mile. Like I started like giving up. Like I don't usually do that, but like I was like literally trying my absolute hardest to run and I just couldn't do it. Like I was giving up. And my brother, here he is, like, okay, I hadn't ran in like a few months, so I probably hadn't ran in like maybe like 2 or 3 months, but my brother hadn't ran in like over a year, and he was fine the entire run. But you could tell he struggled, like it was hard for him. You're comparing San Francisco altitude. San Francisco, I would think that the altitude is pretty low.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's so close to, like, the ocean.
The daily city elevation is
right now. Oh, dang, it's, like, a lot more. How much is Big Bear? Did you look it up?
Okay, Big Bear.
I expect it to be kind of high, but I don't know.
6,000.
Yeah. Bro, I was feeling that 6,752. Even on the drive there, it was so uphill. I was like, how's my car gonna make it?
Training. Oh.
Ooh. the way people be training for this. Altitude training. I mean, Big Bear isn't that far from the LA area. I don't really know like what the closest equivalent of that would be here. Maybe like Lake Tahoe?
Let's compare the Los Angeles elevation.
Oof.
305. So that's a huge gap between LA and Big Bear. Of course, like
it
Big
is.
Bear teams smoke Los Angeles teams.
Dude, right? It's like so much lower. But 6,000 is insane. Wait, you should look up Cusco. Look up Cusco, Peru elevation. Because I'm actually like really curious now.
11,000.
Bro, that must be why it was so hard for me to like walk. Like genuinely, we'd be walking like a normal walk and I'd be like so fatigued. And people there, they get like sickness. Like it's called soroche, they call it. And like they have these like little gummies that, and like, well, not just gummies, they have like little candies, they have teas that they give to people that's supposed to like help with the altitude sickness, called coca, which is the same plant that like cocaine is made from, but it's supposed to like, I guess, like energize you.
Yeah,
so it's supposed to help you with like all the elevation.
I heard about that. They used it a lot in the Incan Empire because
they
would use foot messengers to like deliver like mail or messages, and they have to like trek across like 11,000 feet elevation.
Dude, Incans were crazy. Like there's so many unexplainable things that they have there. Mm-hmm. I could tell Incan people were like super strong. Honestly, even like if you're living at that type of elevation, like you're gonna be strong. Cause I remember my grandpa, he's from Lima, Peru, but honestly, where his family is from and like where he like grew up a little bit is not in Lima, Peru, but it's like up in the mountains. Like I'm not exactly sure what the state is, but it was like up in the mountains, like in the Andes basically. And it's just like a lot cleaner, like the air is so much like cleaner there. But my mom was telling me that he's like literally like one of the most like strongest like in shape people she knows, and he like doesn't even like go outside that much, but every time we go on hikes he'll just like walk like nothing. Like there'll be like teenagers that are like struggling to breathe and like catch up, and he'll just be walking like absolutely like nothing, because he's just so used to the altitude.
I'm surprised like Peru, like Bolivia and Chile don't produce like Olympic marathon runners,
right? I mean, honestly, I feel like in some ways I kind of get it, because if you look at a lot of marathon runners and like just runners in general, a lot of them are kind of tall. And also they have like really low like body fat too, like they're really skinny, really tall. Have you heard of that like phenomenon that like all the people who've like broken the world record of like fastest marathon lately have been like from this like one tribe in Kenya or something?
I think it's like something like, what was it, a lot of long distance runners come from like Eastern Africa, but a lot of, like sprinters and short distance runner come from West Africa.
It's so interesting. Like I kind of like wonder like why that is. Like is running like a part of their culture? Like I don't even know. Like I kind of like wonder that.
I mean, being like, what was it, tall definitely like helps
because,
like, you cover more ground with the length of your legs.
That's true, definitely. Like that's another thing, because my brother is like taller than me, not by that much. He's like it's probably like 5'10, maybe 5'11. But when I run with him too, but he, you know what, I don't think that's the only reason why, because he's always been faster than me and he didn't have his growth spurt for a while. Like I remember in middle school he was super short. He was like probably like 4 foot something and he was still fast AF, so who knows. Dude, me like thinking about this, I'm like, why does my brother like run anymore? Like he was so good. I genuinely remember people would always be like, your brother was such a good runner, like why doesn't he run anymore? I had a friend in high school. It's actually like, if you know like DJ Pookie, it's like our mutual friend. His name is Harry, and he was like really, really good at track too. Like he was like literally close to being like recruited for a team, but he just didn't want to like spend all that money, I think he said, and he like wanted to commute, so he just decided to go to like community college right out of high school. But it's really easy to like fall out of it, especially if you were on a team, to like fall out of training and not be as consistent. Like there's a lot of people I feel like that I see this phenomenon with, where they're really active in high school because like they have a coach that's pushing them, but they're not like self-motivated necessarily, so when they leave they like lose all of that momentum. Yeah, and it's like,
well, they lose the routine
for sure, because consistency is like, honestly, in my opinion, one of the most important things that you can do in life, especially when it comes to being active. Yeah. Because even like a week break, like that will take an impact on you. Like, it's not gonna end you, but you know,
I remember 5 days without running, and I literally died.
No,
when I like my first run back. I mean, there were other factors at play, but still, that, like, I don't know, it was kind of soul crushing when I could not even make it like past like, what was it, the halfway point of our like usual like 5k run. But still, like, yeah, consistency is really important, and it's really like good in like building up also the distance you run too,
and just like in the longevity of life. Like, I think like the longer you've been doing something so consistently, like your body will just react better. Because have you heard, there was like this guy, he was like kind of big on TikTok, and his name was like Caleb Coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but he was like kind of viral because he was from this like family YouTuber channel, and then he like decided to make his own TikToks. But he was like really like swole and stuff, but he was kind of young too, so like his muscles hadn't had that much time to really develop. But oh yeah, I think it's like a picture of him right there. But he got into like a really bad accident when he was like hiking, like he like fell off a cliff basically, and like the type of like muscular like atrophy that he had in such little time was like really really sad. Because yeah, he was like really, he was like swole, but then you see like him after his recovery, like he was really really skinny. But it's just kind of crazy, because I think it's like, honestly, because he had just started like growing that muscle, like, he was like a teenager, like probably like at the most like 18, probably less though, probably only like 17 or something. But it's kind of sad because he got like into like a really big injury, and then he was like posting like gym content all the time too, and then he was like, oh, I got injured, and it was like hospital content, and then him doing like physical therapy like trying to get better. But I mean, it happens to like everybody, you know, like something will happen that'll interfere with that, and things will happen that make it harder to like maintain an active lifestyle. But it's good to be consistent, because that can really like, I think, combat those effects. Like, even for me, the reason why I stopped running as much as I was running was because I got I had like broken my tailbone. But at this point, that was like a year ago, so I'm like, I can't even use that as an excuse. I would say I recovered by like January or like December maybe after that. But like literally like the time I broke my tailbone was like September, 1 year ago today. Not today, but like 1 year ago basically. Because I remember as I was moving into my new apartment is how it happened. I was like carrying a couch, and DJ, actually Professor Locust was there when I broke my tailbone.
He witnessed it.
We were both carrying a couch together, and we were like, he was walking forwards, and there was another friend there, and I was walking backwards, and it was a really like heavy couch.
Yeah.
And I just like tripped basically backwards, but I didn't fall onto the sidewalk. Instead, I fell like way deeper. There was like, the sidewalk was like this, and for some reason there was like a really big like space. And then there was like dirt, and then there was like this grate like for like water. So I'm not really sure, but that's like what I fell backwards on, like literally right on my butt. So yeah, I did. Yeah. And then I just like, it really hurt, but I was like trying to play it off. I don't know why. Like in my mind, I was like, oh, like I don't want to show weakness right now.
Whoops.
Yeah, I think I kind of have a high pain tolerance, because I was literally like acting like I didn't get injured, and I kept carrying the couch. And I even like helped my dad move in the next day. Like I was like carrying couches upstairs, but I went to the ER, or no, the urgent care, and they were like, oh yeah, your tailbone's broken. And I'm like, oh, that must be why I hurt so much. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. Professor Locust was here, and he's not even here for the show because he's in Vietnam. Unfortunately. Oh dude, this show's already ending. That was kind of fast. And we literally just talked about running. There's so much to say.
Also,
on the running subject.
Breathing form is really important in running too.
It is. I think that's one thing I need to work on. And that's actually one reason why when you were like talking about running without headphones, I was like, whoa, like maybe this is like the better way. Just because
you can,
I
pay attention to like your form, how
definitely.
You
like when I don't think about it, like when I'm focused on my music, I realize I'm being like like that. And then now I'm like, when I didn't have my headphones on, I was like like really focusing on my breaths. One thing I'd say that's good, another tip for running, is to not breathe in with your mouth, because it will affect you badly. Like you will feel it in your throat.
Yeah.
That's just a recommendation. That's just if you like, but I would, if you like, I would not do that. I personally would not breathe in air as I'm running, because it can actually really hurt your lungs. And I think when you're going really fast, especially, like it can really hurt you. But yeah, running tips. The show is coming to an end. It's like basically over right now. Oops.
As we come to an end, we'd like to remind you that you're listening to a special episode of Coast to Coast. You just met the Davis Run Club.
Davis Run Club. That's where we members visited.
Spiral Scratch.
Naima Money.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
KDVS Davis
number 9
T.3 FM
nine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say.
Thank you.
Lots of cats and kittens need homes. If you're thinking about adopting a feline from the Yolo County SPCA has a cat just for you. You can visit our SPCA cats in front of Petco or Ace Hardware in Davis on Saturday afternoons, or you can go to www.yolospca.org to see photos of our adoptable cats and kittens.
Su atención, por favor. Cubana de Aviación les anuncia la salida de su vuelo 456 con destino a La Habana. Les deseamos una feliz estancia en esa ciudad. Gracias.
Hello. Again, it's me, DJ Aura. If you are on the KBS website, you can look at the description of the playlist, and I wrote here, I walk on stage. Hey guys, it's DJ Aura. Everyone, oh hell nah, not her again. Throw tomato. It's because I'm always here, bro. I'm always playing music. Someone asked me recently, like, oh, because of like all these shows you do, how you disc-